Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 225, covering week 34, August 23 to 29, 2021. GTK 4.4.0, a multi-platform toolkit for creating a graphical user interface, is released. GTK 4 is part of a new development process that tries to provide application developers with a stable and supported API for several years, which can be used without fear of having to redo applications every 6 months due to API changes in the next GTK branch. GNOME 41 User Environment's first beta is released, marking a freeze on user interface and API changes. The full release is scheduled for September 22, 2021. Experimental builds from the GNOME OS project have been prepared for testing in GNOME 41. As a reminder, GNOME switched to a new version numbering, according to which release 40.0 was published instead of 3.40 in the spring, followed by work on a new major branch 41.x. The GNU project introduced the free electronic payment system GNU Taller 0.8. The top feature of the system is that buyers are provided with anonymity, but sellers are not anonymous, ensuring the transparency of tax reporting. The system does not allow tracking information about where the user spends money, but provides a means to track the receipt of funds with the sender remaining anonymous, which solves the problems inherent in Bitcoin with a tax audit. The code is written in Python and is licensed under the AGPLv3 and LGPLv3 licenses. These changes are implemented to eliminate the shortcomings identified as a result of the security audit of the code base. The audit was carried out in 2020 by Code Blau and funded through a grant from the European Commission as part of the program for the development of the next generation internet technologies. After the test, recommendations were made related to strengthening the isolation of private keys and the separation of privileges, improving code documentation, simplifying complex structures, redesigning methods for handling null pointers, initializing structures, and callback calls. On August 25, 1991, after 5 months of development, 21-year-old student Linus Torvalds announced on the comp.os.minix teleconference that he was building a working prototype of a new operating system, for which the porting of Bash 1.08 and GCC 1.40 had been completed. The first public release of the Linux kernel was released on September 17th. The 0.0.1 kernel was 62 kilobytes in compressed form and contained about 10,000 lines of source code. The modern Linux kernel has over 28 million lines of code. According to a study commissioned by the European Union in 2010, the approximate cost of developing the modern Linux kernel from scratch would have been between $1 and $3 billion, which was calculated when the kernel still had only 13 million lines of code. QEMU allows you to run a program compiled for one hardware platform on a system with a completely different architecture, for example, to run an application for ARM on an x86-compatible PC. In virtualization mode in QEMU, the performance of executing code in an isolated environment is close to the hardware system due to the direct execution of instructions on the CPU and the use of the Xen hypervisor or the KVM module. The project was originally created by Fabrice Bellard to enable x86-built Linux binaries to run on non-x86 architectures. Over the years of development, support for full emulation has been added for 14 hardware architectures. The number of emulated hardware devices has exceeded 400. More than 3,000 changes were made from 221 developers. SeaMonkey 2.53.9, a set of internet applications, has been released, which combines a web browser, an email client, a newsfeed aggregation system using RSS and Atom, and a Composer WYSIWYG editor for HTML pages within a single product. Also included as pre-installed add-ons, the Chatzilla IRC client, the DOM inspector for web developers, and the Lightning Calendar Planner are offered. SeaMonkey 2.53 is based on the Firefox 60.8 browser engine, with porting of security-related fixes and some improvements from the current Firefox branches. OpenShot 2.6.0, a free nonlinear video editing system, has been published. The project code is supplied under the GPLv3 license. The interface is written in Python and PyQt 5. The video processing core, libOpenShot, is written in C++ and uses the FFmpeg package, and the interactive timeline is written using HTML5, JavaScript, and AngularJS. For Ubuntu users, packages with the latest OpenShot release are available through a specially prepared PPA repository. For other distributions, a self-contained app image is available. The editor features a convenient and intuitive user interface that allows even novice users to edit videos. The program supports several dozen visual effects, makes it possible to work with multi-track editing scales with the ability to move elements between them with the mouse, allows you to scale, crop, merge video blocks, ensure smooth flow from one clip to another, overlay translucent areas, etc. It is possible to transcode video with a preview of the changes on the fly. By leveraging the FFmpeg project libraries, OpenShot supports a wide variety of video, audio, and image formats, including full SVG support. The developers of the GNOME project have unveiled a new application catalog, apps.gnome.org, which offers a selection of the best applications built according to the philosophy of the GNOME community and integrating seamlessly with the desktop. Three sections are offered: core applications, community add-on applications developed through the GNOME Circle initiative, and developer applications. The catalog also offers mobile applications creating GNOME technologies, which are marked in the list with a special icon. An update for all official flavors of Ubuntu LTS is out, 20.04.3, which includes changes related to improved hardware support, updates to the Linux kernel and graphics stack, and bug fixes in the installer and bootloader. It also includes the latest updates for several hundred packages to address vulnerabilities and stability issues. Unlike past LTS releases, newer kernel and graphics stack versions will be used by default in existing Ubuntu Desktop 20.04 installations, rather than being offered in the options. An update is out for the specialized Dog Linux distribution, Debian Live CD in the Puppy Linux style, built on the Debian 11 Bullseye package base and intended for testing and servicing PCs and laptops, including applications such as GPU Test, Unigen Heaven, DD Rescue, WHDD, and DMDE. The distribution allows you to check the performance of your equipment, load the processor and video card, and check the SmartHDD and NVMe SSD. The Qt Creator 5.0 Integrated Development Environment has been released, designed to create cross-platform applications using the Qt library. Both development of the classic programs in C++ and the use of QML are supported, in which JavaScript is used to define scripts and the structure and parameters of interface elements are set by CSS-like blocks. The major change in the version number is associated with the transition to a new versioning scheme. LibreELEC 10.0, a fork of OpenELEC, is out. The user interface is built on top of the Kodi Media Center. Images are prepared for working from a USB drive or SD card, 32 and 64-bit x86, Raspberry Pi 4, and various devices based on Rockchip and Amlogic chips. In the new release, the bundled Kodi Media Center has been updated to version 19.1. Support for Raspberry Pi 0 and 1 boards has been dropped from the project, and due to unfinished work on rewriting graphics drivers, images for Raspberry Pi 2 and 3 have not been generated. The main focus is on support for the Raspberry Pi 4 board, which uses H.264 and H.265 video decoding hardware. Support has been implemented for 4K P30 video output via HDMI, HDR support has been provided, and Dolby True HD and DTS HD audio forwarding has been added. The Anonymous Network I2P 1.5.0 and C++ Client I2PD 2.39.0 was released. I2P is a multi-layer anonymous distributed network that runs on top of the regular internet, actively using end-to-end encryption to guarantee anonymity and isolation. On the I2P network, you can create websites and blogs anonymously, send instant messages and email, exchange files, and organize P2P networks. The basic I2P client is written in Java and can run on a wide range of platforms such as Windows, Linux, macOS, Solaris, etc. I2PD is an independent C++ implementation of the I2P client and is released under a modified BSD license. A new version of Delta Chat 1.22 has been released. Delta Chat is a messenger that uses email as a transport instead of its own servers. The application code is distributed under the GPL v3 license, and the base library is available under the MPL 2.0 license. The release is available on Google Play and F-Droid. A similar Linux desktop version is being delayed. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information on itsmoss.com. I'll see you next week.